silver platter. An invitation to you to hear Jack Wagner with interviews and great new albums too. So stay a while for the songs and chatter designed especially to stay. Here's Hollywood on a silver platter. Let's get underway.
And here's a pleasant surprise for you.
Don't miss notches, amigos and amigettes. This is El Tijuana, my Jewish press, with the sweetest music this side of the Rio Grande. Now once again, the golden lips of El Tijuana. That's not the sweetest music this side of the Rio Grande. It's the sweetest music either side of the Rio Grande.
There's a sound for you. It's Al Tijuana and his Jewish Brass with a song there that has a contradictory title as far as I'm concerned. That was It's Not Unusual. Al Tijuana and his Jewish Brass. More good sounds in popular music for you now from Hollywood, and it's the album If She Walked Into My Life. Here is the fine talent of Gordon McRae.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday. Suddenly, why she had to go, I don't know, she didn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Now I need a place to hide away.
Singing Better Than Ever, that was Gordon McRae with the Lennon and McCartney standard Yesterday from Gordon's album If She Walked Into My Life. Gordon McRae, entertaining on our Silver Platter Show from Hollywood. Onward and upward we go. And it's the best of Jonah Jones. And here's A Touch of Blue. Called A Touch of Blue, Jonah Jones featured with orchestra and chorus from the LP The Best of Jonah Jones. Now for our comedy corner. We haven't had one here for quite a while. We have a track here, an excerpt from the Freeburg Underground show number one album, but better than that, we have Mr. Freeburg here himself. Stan, it's good to see you. It's been a long time.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was dozing there. Would you repeat the question?
It's good to see you, Stanley,
yeah,
old boy.
Yeah, nice to see you, Jack.
That's a nice album you have here. It's a lot of fun listening to it. I was checking bits of it before we went on the air.
Yes, I imagine you were checking those over with the legal department, right?
That's right.
Yes.
Now tell me, it says pay radio on here. What do you mean pay radio?
Well, pay radio is a new medium that I've invented. You see, there wasn't any more network comedy radio programs. Mm-hmm. My little girl kept saying to me, what do you mean a radio program, Daddy, you know? So I said to myself, there's a whole generation of people growing up who have no frame of reference for the great shows we knew in the 40s and 50s, the Fred Allen Show and and the Jack Benny radio show. And radio as it was done with live actors and live. That was the key word, live. Everything that happened, you know.
Now, you did this live.
Yes, live in front of 400 people. I pointed my finger at the timpani man, the lead singer, and a downbeat came. And 45 minutes later, the album was over.
Let me play that opening right now.
Yes, all right.
Listen to the opening here of Freeburg Underground, show number one.
Well, deep within his fantastic secret headquarters, far beneath the city's hum, comes the first terrifying edition of Freeburg Underground.
Leaping lizards, what was that?
That was a man talking through a cardboard tube.
Oh.
If you're wondering what this thing you're listening to is all about, what you're hearing is the audio debut of an underground recording, quite Freebergian, no doubt, and with Lucky maybe controversial too.
Mr. Irving P. Laverney, who's the capital attorney, promised I can say satiric things like Arf says Sandy.
But when all is said and done, he'll certainly offend no one. He's nice, clear through, and he's red, white, and blue.
way. Love is welcome the American way. I'm a conservative man, could not be found. Welcome to Freebird Underground.
There it is. That'll just give you an idea of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
You have some songs in here, too, that are pretty interesting.
Thank you. Yes, so that's a number. It's sort of like Freeburg on everything. I mean, I cover politics and music and other different things, ludicrousness of our society that needs to be attacked and so forth. I plan to do this on a semi-regular basis so that people could go into the record store periodically and buy a radio program. You see, that's why they pay radio.
Right.
Comes
right.
into bearing there, you see.
I get it.
That's a little witticism there, Jack.
Well, Stan, although it's a shame for the record buyer that you have been making an awful lot of records and albums in the last few years, you have been entertaining us with your commercials.
Yes, thank you. Well, I've had almost more creative freedom in the advertising business, strangely enough, than I did with the legal department of a certain record company. But the reason was that the pop music field simply became already so funny that you couldn't do anything funnier than the thing itself.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't think I could probably continue to attack rock and roll when the entire music business was controlled by 11-year-old girls or whatever. That's one reason I stopped making single records for a while. And the other reason was that my advertising business grew to the point where I was busy almost all the time making funny commercials for people.
You have some of the top accounts in the business, too, don't you?
Thank you, yes. Well, we have done, especially in radio, I've probably done more radio than television spots. And I find it very exhilarating kidding advertising in the advertising itself. I mean, using Madison Avenue as a launching pad to attack Madison Avenue. That's sort of like if you would rent Dodger Stadium for a rally in which to protest baseball while making Walter O'Malley pay you for doing it.
That's what you've been doing.
Yes. There's a price on my head of $4 million at BBD&O alone.
Well, Stan, I'm glad you had time to make this album, and we have a track here, one of the folk songs for our times coming up.
Yes.
And one of my favorites is Which is the Boy and Which is the Girl?
Yes, thank you. Are you going to play that now?
I'm going to play it right now.
That'd be nice.
Here's our guest, Stan Freeburg from Freeburg Underground, show number one.
Here's a folk song that the old folks would sing to their children on a summer evening, a song of great frustration and anguish. Which is the girl? Which is the boy? Which one is Blanche? Which one is Roy? What a dilemma. With their duplicate hair. Just when you think you kissed Blanche, you discover that's Blanche over there. The only way that you can tell Bernard from Liz is if she's back-combed hers when he has ironed his. Which is the nephew? Which is the niece? Which one is Ralph? Which is Bernice? How to detect them? It's as everyone says. She looks like Senator Dirksen. He looks like Joanne Baez.
Which is the boy and which is the girl? Folk songs for our time from our feature album, Freeburg Underground, show number one. Stan, it's a marvelous song. And
thank you.
You hit the nail right on it. And I want to thank you for coming by and being on the show to say hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Some of my other albums you may enjoy.
Stan, we're not going to.
No, I have them right. I brought them right with me, Jack.
Thank you, Stan Freeburg. For late tuner inners, this is Jack Wagner on
Child's Garden of Freeburg.
We're not going to play Stan. We said goodbye already.
I know, but I'm still sitting here. I mean, I didn't disappear into the air.
Yeah, but I have another album coming up by another artist.
Chopped liver. I'm sitting here at their microphone. I came down here today, give up my time freely.
You're listening to the Silver Platter Show from Hollywood.
Stan Freberg presents the United States of America, Volume 1. That runs actually from Columbus up through the Revolutionary War.
That was a good thing.
In this album...
We're going to play something else now.
Are such numbers as Take an Indian to Lunch this week?
That was great, Stan. We have something else. Please, will you play the record?
No, here's what you mean.
Thank you, Stan.
Chicago, Chicago, that town in town. Chicago, Chicago. Bet your bottom dollar you'll lose the blues in Chicago, Chicago.
The folks who visit all want to settle down.
On State Street, that Grand Street, we just want to say. They do things they don't do on Broadway, say. You have the time of your life. Bring all your friends, your kids, and your wife to Chicago, Chicago, our hometown.
Chicago, Chicago, che bella città, che bella città.
Chicago, Chicago,
vengo a vivere qua.
Hey, you're gonna love it.
Innamorato davvero sì
in Chicago, Chicago,
di questa vostra gran bella città.
On State Street and Grave Street, we just wanna say they do things they don't do on Broadway, say.
Remember the 30s, the town was a mess.
E poi è venuto Elliot Ness
to Chicago, Chicago, our hometown. Chicago, our hometown.
Chicago by one of the most exciting duos in show business today, Tony Sandler and Ralph Young. Sid Feller's arrangement for the popular Sandler and Young LP called Side by Side. Now, for easy listening, it's the past master at that sort of thing, the incomparable Jackie Gleason. And from the LP How Sweet It Is for Lovers Only, here's You're Gonna Hear From Me.
Thank you.
That was You're Gonna Hear From Me, the Jackie Gleason Orchestra featuring Charlie Ventura on tenor sax. And it's from the popular Jackie Gleason album, How Sweet It Is for Lovers Only. Well, that's pretty sweet for one of our winners here who's getting a complimentary copy of this album. Howard G. Johnson writes that he hears the Silver Platter Show on KDAL in Duluth, Minnesota.
And so it's over. Where did the moments go?
Well, I hope you enjoyed our visit with Stan Freberg and our fine LP albums that we've been featuring. We'll be back with more music and guests for your entertainment from our Hollywood studio, so be sure to keep your dial set right where it is. George Irwin was our engineer, and this is Jack Wagner in Hollywood.
So long.